And the last type of leader then is laissez-faire. So this type of leader, a definition for it, this leader gives employees general goals and targets. They also give them the authority to achieve these in whatever way they think is necessary. So you're kind of really giving them the freedom to go and work and achieve the goals of the business. So a couple of features of laissez-faire: they have a lot of trust in their subordinates. They delegate all the power and responsibility to the subordinates or the employees, and they let staff make the decisions themselves. So a lot of trust is going on here. The advantages: they're speedy decisions, so you don't need to wait and ask. Challenges: to motivate staff. So you're giving them a brief. So it could be something like research, cure for cancer. So it's really challenging to motivate staff. And entrepreneurship then is encouraged as well. So the employees will act like entrepreneurs. Disadvantage then, the main disadvantage would be inexperienced staff may not be able to handle the responsibility. So if you don't have the skills of doing this or even the experience, then you might feel overwhelmed. And lack of control may result in poor decisions. So once again, if the staff don't have the skills necessary or experience necessary to do this, decisions could be poor, which could really cost the business a lot of money in the long run. And that's your laissez-faire. Just remember, when you're comparing these, always compare autocratic to laissez-faire or democratic to laissez-faire. The best one would be autocratic and laissez-faire, because autocratic and democratic, it's just the opposite, especially if you're doing higher level. Examiners really want to see you being tested on it. So autocratic and laissez-faire will be a good one to compare if you're ever asked in an exam.